Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues in the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
Well, God bless you. This is yours truly, Apostle Andre Thompson. I'm just delighted to come in your home on the internet, on your tablets, wherever you may be. Amen. This is the Word for Today, Radio Broadcast Ministries, and I'm telling you, I'm excited we made it to Friday. You know, I heard Bob and Sam say, I never would have made it without him. Well, I'm letting you know, I'm just excited that we are still in the land of the living, proclaiming the goodness of Jesus, my goodness. And I'll tell you, tomorrow, I don't know where you're going to be at, but tomorrow, my Lord, if you're in the tri-state area close to New Jersey, you need to come on down and join me, meet me there, amen. A good friend of mine, Joe McRae from Joe McRae Productions, is having his smash, his new play, amen, that God has given him called Jesus Loves Me at the award, Tony Award-winning Crossroad Theaters. That's right, in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Now, guess what? I heard that the 2 p.m. show is already sold out. I don't know how many tickets are left for the 7 p.m., but I'm telling you, this man of God is extraordinary. He is truly blessed. I had the pleasure of meeting him when I was doing a gospel comedy show at that theater about 5 years ago, amen, to raise some money for a community center that had that they had built to help the youth and to teach and the kids to get GEDs and after school programs, and the pipes have bursted into place. So God laid in my heart to go do something extraordinary, you know, and I thank God. You know, you can never be God in nothing that you do. When God places it in you, amen, all you got to do is have faith and believe and trust God and be obedient and watch God move, I'm telling you. So I've been friends with Joe McRae for a while. Well, beloved, on today, I have a special guest, amen, a special guest that's going to be joining us today. And I'm telling you, this whole week has been just extraordinary. I'm telling you, God has been moving mightily. I thank God for every person, every speaker that came on just to pour out what God has given them. Well, today we conclude with, I like to conclude with another powerhouse on today. Amen. We have with us in the studio online, Apostle Sabrina Ford. Amen. And let me tell you, she is the pastor from Restore and Repair Missionary Outreach in Seattle, Washington. My goodness. So with no further ado, God bless you, Apostle. How are you today?
I'm very blessed today. Amen.
Well, amen, and I'm excited to have you on the Word for Today ministry broadcast. It's a pleasure to have you.
Amen. Thank you for the honor.
Amen. Well, we thank you. We thank you for answering the call, amen. And you are the pastor of Restore Repair Missionary Outreach in Seattle, Washington, amen.
Amen.
And, you know,
a ministry that was created for healing and deliverance.
Yes.
Giving God the total glory. Amen.
I love the name God gave you. I really do. It's beautiful. Restoring and repairing the broken hearts. Mending. I love it. Amen. And for delivering. That's awesome. You know, I'm excited to have you on today. Praise God. We've been running around today. The mayor gave us a proclamation, and we're looking for the governor to do the same as well as the president. So we're just excited about what God is doing. We have callers that are calling from all around the country right now. Amen. So listen, I want to let everyone know that you need to just put your mind and your heart in a position to receive from God on today, because God definitely has a rhema word for you. Well, at this time, I present to you no other than Apostle Sabrina Ford. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. I first just want to give honor to God. I want to thank God for the vision that he gave you, Apostle Thompson. I thank you for this opportunity. I don't take it lightly because we are living in a time right now where we cannot play church. We have to beat the church. So I'm thanking God for everything that he is going to do on this line. I'm going to start in a word of prayer. My heart has an expectation that someone will be healed, someone will be delivered, someone will be renewed, someone will be rectified, someone will be justified by the God that we serve because he is truly worthy of the praise. And Lord, as we come to you today, body of believers, seeking not just to be saved in this hour, but to be disciples of a nation, God, for many, many have been called by your name, but yet you want us to submit, to surrender our hearts and our wills to you, that you may be glorified as the true and living God. And I ask the Holy Spirit to join us in this hour, to bless, to touch, to renew, to inspire someone who needs a word today, someone who needs encouragement today, someone who needs healing and deliverance today, someone who really doesn't even know you, God, will get to know you for the relationship, not just as Elohim, the creator, but as our true and living God of a relationship. So, Lord, as we go forth today, bless, touch, renew our ears that we can hear you clearly as you're speaking. Touch our hearts, make them pliable unto you, that we be not vessels with cracks or leaks, but that we be the true vessels that glorify you, and that when the world see us, they don't see us, Lord, but they see the reflection of God, the Creator. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity that you're giving to your people, for us to come in agreement and be on one accord as you've designed us to be. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Today, I want to discuss coming out of the book of Philippians, chapter 2. I want to talk about a servant too, a heart to be a servant for the Most High God. And I'm going to start in the first verse. And I'm going to give the word as God has given it to me. And it reads as this, starting at Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who is being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a servant and coming in the likeness of men and being found in appearance as a man, but he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the God the Father. I want to talk about having a heart of being a servant for the Most High God. And as the Lord was speaking to my spirit, he was saying in this hour, we are a people as leaders. I'm speaking to leaders. I felt led to speak to leaders that we must be able to serve others and not always expecting someone to serve us, because many are falling to the wayside because we're so busy expecting others to serve us that we don't see how we're supposed to serve God. And the Lord was showing me that we really need to be in line, be in tune, be attentive to those things that are happening around us in these last days. We get so caught up in the four walls that we miss the move of God because we think that we've arrived and we have not arrived yet, because God is coming for a church that is spotless and that is blameless with a humble attitude like Christ. And as we were reflecting on Wednesday night study, my daughter said something so powerful. She said, God is like an exterminator, and the world is like cockroaches. And I couldn't get it at that moment, but then I reflected on what she said. We're sitting in a light where the glory of God is manifesting himself so dearly in this hour that we don't have time for hurt. We don't have time for hate. We don't have time for emotional attachments of the things of the world, of our troubles, of our problems, of our children, of our marriages. We get so consumed by those things that we cannot see the move of God, where the world around us is literally dying and the saints of God have the power and authority to shift the realm to bring life to people. But because we want to be served, we're missing the move of God. God showed me in this hour the example in second chapter of Philippians, how we really need to be so in tune with what Christ gave us an example of. He submitted to God himself as God himself, God bowing to God. He gave us an example of how he died, of who he is, knowing who he is, so that we can have an example to live just like God. He said for us to get the heaven in the earth realm, we must be willing to give up our life for his, as he gave up his life for us to have God. And I thank him for every opportunity that I get. And I heard you, man of God, say that we went out and we evangelized. And it defeats the purpose to even say that you have something of the title of an evangelist and you won't even win nobody to Christ. So I thank you for sharing that, because that is where we are right now. Thank you, Jesus. We are living in a day right now where there is no time to hold on to titles, no time to mess with religion, no time to play these things, because God's hand is here and it's showing why people are worried about the struggles and the troubles. Light exposes darkness, and that's what it does, because he is God. And we are living in a moment right now, in a season of opportunity to win so many souls to Christ, but the only way you can do it is you've got to be humble and have a servant's attitude for God. In order for people to really see the miracles, signs, and wonders, when your heart submits and it resists your own flesh, yielding to your own desires, yielding to your own way of life, yielding to your own struggles and problems, which is idolatry in the first place, when you can literally turn that around and give your heart to God, what a mighty God we serve. So I don't know who this word is for today, but I do know this. There are some of you that are even questioning your identity. There are some of you that are wanting to throw in the towel. There are some of you that have been laboring for a long time and wondering, have you really been called by God? The Lord told me to tell you today, this truly is the day that the Lord has made, and you must rejoice. You must rejoice in adversity. You must take what is of darkness and ask God, what is it that you're working out of me? Because in order to be a good servant, you have to be willing to die to your own flesh. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I was looking at a man that was sitting outside of my house, and he was struggling with fixing a flat. And I knew that I needed to be still to start the service, but I heard God clearly say, this man is distressed, and I need you to go outside. And when I went outside, I was thinking that the opportunity was just to give him a jack so he can get his car lifted, because the jack that he had, I knew it couldn't lift a truck. But God was so faithful. It was about winning that man to Christ. That was the reason why God called me outside. If we get so busy staying in the four walls of the house of the Lord, and most of us, and I say this with no offense to anyone, but the recycled Christians, it is time to stop playing church. There are people that are jumping from church to church to church to church because they don't want to hear the truth of what it is about them walking with God. And to have a servant's attitude, you've got to be able to look in the mirror at yourself first. You can't help nobody if you won't change your heart. You have to have a heart of the Most High God. And no one cannot say that it's not achievable, because daily, 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 we should be laying down our life. Daily. It's a process, but it's achievable. Because if you look back over your life, where you was to where you are today, God been in it the whole time. But we have to be in a reflection of the cross. And I'm just led, thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Whew. Thank you, Lord,
yes,
to share the love of Jesus. We cannot afford to look at ourselves without looking at change. When you look in the mirror, what do you see? Do you see the love of Jesus? Or do you see arrogance? Do you see a puffed up? Do you see pride? Do you see yourself more than you see God? If you're looking in the mirror and you're arrived and that you got it, then you're not humble enough, because God Almighty himself died to who he was as God, to come into a robe of flesh, to give us an opportunity to be reconciled to the Father who knows best. We're living in the last days, and I'm looking at an economical shift right in my very own community. I live in a place that's so big with politics. Seattle, Washington, the way that they're doing it, they're making it illegal to be homeless. They're making it where the what used to be middle class at a large percent is now down to one. You either going to be poor or you're going to be wealthy. But for us that are believers, it's a mind of Christ that we must put on today. We must cast down all the imaginations that exalt themselves above the Most High God. We must stir up the gift of the Holy Spirit that's inside of us. Reading the word is not enough. You've got to meditate and apply it to your life. We got to learn how to die to ourselves. When we can humble ourselves, when we can love, an unconditional love, a love that loves strangers, a love that don't love just its own, a love that's not puffed up, a love that's not arrogant, when we can release that love, then we have a weapon all by itself. And I just thank God for the opportunity to come out on this line and to speak in the airwaves and decree and declare that under the authority of my voice, someone's going to get healing, someone's going to get a breakthrough. I even pray for the conviction of the Holy Spirit to renew somebody's mind, their walk, their talk, and their lifestyle, because it's detrimental to you right now. It's really a thing of of a need. I don't even know really how to explain what's in my heart, because I'm crying for the church, because we need one another, and we got to be like-minded. We can't think that just because one's an apostle and I'm a prophet or I'm a Baptist or I'm Presbyterian that your walk is greater. We got to be on one accord in order to see Christ coming for a spotless church. He's coming for a church that has his mind. And in order for us to get to heaven, we got to have a servant's heart, a servant's attitude. We have to have the heart of Christ. Apostle, I thank you for this opportunity. I thank God for using you. I thank God for how he strategically set up your ministry, because somewhere in this week, somebody's going to get a word and someone's going to get stronger in Christ.
Amen.
Our ears have to be open. Our heart has to be receptive to what is of God. And many people can't change because they're not getting the gospel.
That's
right. The gospel works all by itself. All you have to do is speak it, release it, trust it, receive it, and let God do the rest, and it'll be all right. But so many people are taking scriptures and they're taking them apart, and we got the Unitarian Church, we got the Luciferian Church, and we got Luciferian practices in this state. I don't know about your state, but in this state, they're merging as one church. And so people are so blind, they're walking around zombified when we need to be electrified. We need to have fire in our heart, and you can't get no fire if you ain't got the word of the Most High God. People are perishing. People are falling. People are dying. Church doors, they got buildings that they own, and they want to only keep them open 2 days out of a week, and they're robbing the people of God. People want to compromise. They want to play, and they want to run around here and act like just because you go to church and you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that's not enough for God. Hallelujah. God is expecting you to be renewed in your mind, in your walk, in your talk, in your lifestyle. But you cannot change and you cannot have the heart of God if you don't pick up the word of God and apply it to your own life. How could you speak to the world out there if you as a church won't even look at the spot that's within you? Hallelujah. I thank God for examining my heart every day. I thank God for the Holy Spirit that is a convictor. For those of you that really accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen. Hallelujah. But for those of you that are playing in a lukewarm place, that are playing in a compromising place, that are preaching a dead gospel, not resurrecting, if the gospel that I preach don't bring you back to Jesus, if the gospel that people are preaching don't bring you back to Jesus, you better run, because you're being taught wrong doctrine.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I am looking, and hear me when I say this. They are moving so strategic, these witches, these warlocks, these different types of spirits, the beast, reality, the homosexuality, the real talk about this stuff is moving so prevalently among the saints of God, and the sneaking up in the house of the Lord. Where are the prophets? Where are the apostles? Where are the evangelists? We cannot be divided. We must fight this thing together, because that is the will of God. Ooh, hallelujah. But when we become a divided house, the word says the divided house shall fall. People are so intimidated by the ones that are being raised up by God, because he's raising up some soldiers today, that leaders do not even want to bring them forth. And that's why I appreciate what you're doing, Apostle. You're doing it with a strategy. You're letting names be brought out there that people said could never preach this gospel. You are allowing God to use you use you as a platform to raise up generals, because somewhere in this week, somebody just got life. Somewhere in this week, somebody just got saved, and they have been going to church all their life. But it's time to kill religion. Woo, hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. It's time for us to fight a good fight of faith. It's time for us to apply what he said. He said, I gave you all power, not some, but all power up over the enemy. And we have to learn how to use that, but you can't do it if you don't have the love of Christ. You can't do it if you don't have a servant's heart. Having a servant heart is a weapon. And it's needed more now than ever before. We must have a like mind for Christ.
Yes, yes.
I don't know,
amen.
Apostle, but all I can tell you is this. What I'm seeing in my own community makes me want to go outside and just shout with a bullhorn and say, don't you see that God is here right now? And the season
yes,
is right
yes.
to win souls to Christ. We have people who are so scared to lose their jobs, and God had told them to go head on and minister to that man or minister to that woman. They're so worried about the world being their supplier that they miss the supplying of God. I have watched God literally strategically move me from one place to another place because I was not willing to compromise what God told me to do. I'm watching God keep me alive.
Yes, yes.
I don't want to just be alive. I want to be living. And the only way to live, you got to have God.
Come on now,
oh,
that's right.
Well,
Apostle, I just want to bless you. I thank God for your Apostle, Sabrina Ford, amen. And, you know, I tell you, amen, there are people out there that need to hear this word, you know. And the thing about it, God told me a long time ago, and I always remember this. If I don't remember nothing else as a man of God, I will remember this one thing. I remember two things, actually. One was when I was a little younger, you know, and I wanted to get out there and just preach in the pulpit. I was young, you know, but I was, you know, and I remember a woman of God telling me, baby, you don't have to get in the pulpit because the world is your platform. You know, that's the world is your pulpit. But then I remember one time I was preaching in my backyard, and I had my equipment out there, and I was just preaching, and I said, God, why you got me in this backyard preaching to trees? I don't understand. And what God was saying to me, he was saying, son, I want you to understand that, first of all, there's a couple of things that's going on right now. One of the things is I want to prepare you so that when you get around people, and if you preach me, you're teaching, whatever it is that you share and concerning my word, if there's only one person there, it's okay. But if there's a thousand people, it's okay. But if you don't see nobody, it's still okay because my word will take manifestation. My word will go forth. The sound will travel. And see, what God was preparing and showing me was that even on the court, I heard you say get a bullhorn. But see, the thing about what people don't understand is that God wants us to come outside of the four walls. So the thing is, even right now, when I went out there today, there was people that I seen some folks, you would say, my goodness, there are people that knew the word. There were some of the people that were trying to tell me the word.
Yeah.
But see, one thing that's for sure, there were people out there that needed to hear this word that were hurting. Some of the thugs, some of those gangbangers, some of the people that just have normal jobs like other people. But one thing for certain, God was in the midst. God needed to get out there to reach some people on today. And guess what? If you're outside the four walls, amen, it's impossible. Jesus wanted us to not only become disciples, but go out there to the nation to make the nation disciples. We're living in a time right
yeah,
now.
Thank you.
That if you're not staying in the word of God, if you're not praying, if you're not fasting, the Bible says that the days have been shortened, but even the righteous scarcely make it. If this righteous scarcely make it, my goodness, what's going to happen to those out there that are blind, that's still in darkness, that's walking and don't know Jesus? And see, a lot of people don't understand, Apostle, that we have been given, not because of our position as a title, but we are all have been given the same assignment, which is to share the good news, which is to share the gospel. We are the light of top of the head. We're the lighthouses, and how people taking their light and hiding it inside the building, hiding it, going there. But then again, we got another problem going on too. That we're going to have to do this another day. But there's another problem going on in the house of God, which is that many people, they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power.
Mm,
they come there because
yes.
it's a thing to do. They become comfortable and they got set in their ways, and their flesh is consumed them, and they're not serving God in spirit and truth. But you know something? I thank God for this word on today. It truly blessed my heart. It really did, woman of God. And you that are listening on the lines, we passed 5:30, but you see, normally I would stop, but I couldn't stop the woman of God as she was ministering, because guess what? When the Holy Ghost show up, I move out the way. I'm going to tell you something, because it's not about the time. It's not about the time. It's not about a format. I mean, I understand that, you know, we're supposed to get up at a certain time, but guess what? But when God is speaking, I'm moving out the way, because everything God has done, woman of God, let me tell you, from last year, I've been getting hit by that car, closing my business up to this time right now, about to do this gospel show. Amen. This is the second year we're doing this, and the devil tried to take me out last year, but he couldn't do it to God, so you couldn't touch him. But don't kill them. And I want you to know that I'm on fire for God, because everything that God is doing right now, it has nothing to do with me. This radio broadcast started over 6 years ago. Over 86,000 people that listen to this here on the line around the world. Yeah. See, what I found out was, and you said it earlier, you said it, I didn't even tell you this, but you said it. You said that opening a platform for others, because I asked God a long time, Lord, I'm already blessed. The Lord make me a blessing to others.
Yes.
You know, so I thank God for you. I truly do. You know, I thank God that, you know, that he continues just to bring people across my path that can bless me, to just be just the word of God, just to say, man of God, be encouraged, wherever it may be, I receive it, amen. So you that are listening today, I want to let you know that our guest is Apostle Sabrina Ford, amen. She is the pastor from Restore Repair Missionary Outreach in Seattle, Washington. You may contact her at... Amen. Her office number is 202-725-0197. Once again, that is 202-725-0196,
Apostle.
Say it again.
It's 206.
It's 206. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 206-725-0197. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And your email address is... RANDOUTREACH@gmail.com.
Amen.
Amen.
That's R&R. Amen.
Yes, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. And I want to say to you that are listening on today, praise God, I am in the need of trying to raise $250. That's $250, not because of this broadcast, but because of what we're trying to do over here for next month. And I definitely need you that are listening, if you would like to. If God leads and touch your heart, then so. I don't believe in begging and trying to prime nobody, but if God's placing your heart to be a blessing, into the ministry, you can do so by going to our website at www.citywidecog.org. Once again, that's www.citywidecog.org, or you can make out your money or check to Citywide Church of God, and that's P.O. Box 163, Stuartsville, New Jersey, and our zip code is 0888. Once again, that is Citywide Church of God, P.O. Box 163, Stuartsville, New Jersey, 08886. Amen. We've been blessed. Amen. Remember, I don't have a regular job since last year. I closed the company down to doing ministry full-time apostle. So God's been keeping me. Amen. And, you know, so I just thank God for the ministry and the keeping power that he's doing. This Citywide Church of God, we started 3 months out here in this city. You know, we had another location, another church out there in Trenton, but right now we're in a new city right now, and we're planted, and we're just trusting God just to do something great. So with that being said, woman of God, I just want to thank you for joining us today. If there's anything
Amen.
You'd like to share this time, you know, I'm giving you the, so you can close out and everything else, woman of God.
Amen. I just want to thank you for every opportunity that God is using you in. And in this season, you keep a heart of expectation and you keep your confidence in God Almighty himself and rest in him, because God is showing you favor. And in this season, the favor that you've gotten is even greater than what you know, because the former is the old, but now you're living in the latter. And Lord, I thank you for how you are strategically moving, how you are blessing, how you are keeping, how you continue to administer to this ministry citywide. And I pray that you be the God that you said you are, as a God that will supply the need and everything that is needed for our brother, Lord, and for all of you that are out there and know that the word is being sown into your heart. I am asking you on behalf of this man of God to sow. That's the problem with the body of Christ. When we start talking about money, folks want to get funny. And you can't keep a ministry without finances. And I thank God for the men and women of God that he's given me, how they're not afraid to tithe. They're not afraid to sow seed. There's some of you that are church hopping. You don't even have a solid foundation. You call this line all the time, and you get blessed all the time, but you're not giving back no time. And wonder why you're going bankrupt. There's many of you that are robbing God, and let me speak this, Apostle. There are many that are out there robbing God. And you're going to stop robbing God, because when you're robbing God, you're robbing the church, you're robbing yourself, you're robbing your children, you're robbing the generations you're expecting to come after you. If you don't have a heart to give, you're cursing yourself. I can testify to this. I have a man of God who continually comes to my ministry, and I don't even say nothing to him no more. I'm literally watching the devourer eat him up. And the only reason it's eating him up, because he's a thief. He's sitting in the kingdom of God, calling himself an apostle, and not stepping up where he needs to be stepping up to.
My Lord.
We can't do it the way we want to do it. I promise you, curse the those that's cursing God's people, and bless the those that are blessing his. And that scripture that said, I shall supply your needs, Apostle Paul was blessing the people because the people were sowing into his ministry.
Amen.
And that's the problem that we have in the body of Christ. We want everybody to support everything that we do. This is where the servant's attitude, this is where like-minded comes from, this is where one accord comes from, this is where unity comes from. And I pray that this convicts somebody so bad that you have no choice but to change. Because you can't, I know for a fact, brother, I understand it. Everything that you're saying, this ain't an easy task out here. Folks just want you to give, 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 but they don't want to give. But God is at a place right now. Ananias is the fire of spirits up on the land, and the Holy Ghost is knocking some folks out for that.
Come on now.
So we got to be careful in this last day. We have to be mindful of who we say that we are. We have to really represent. And you can expect something coming from us over here on this side, Apostle. I know for a fact God said so. So I'm going to be obedient to that, because I'm not afraid to give, because I know for a fact that I'm blessed. When I had lost my job for correcting somebody who tried to sabotage my name last year, and God is my witness, they took away my job. 4 months my mortgage wasn't paid. I watched God pay my mortgage, not only for the 4 months, he put me ahead. I watched God bring me out of the things that the enemy tried to devour, because I stayed faithful to my tithing. I stayed faithful to my offering. I stayed a cheerful giver, and one other place I stayed away from was complaining and murmuring, and my faith was solely in God.
Hallelujah.
I have to say right now, God bless each and every person out there on this line. May you really search your heart. May you really ask God to show you so you can be a better ambassador for the Christ, for the God that we serve. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, once again, I truly thank you, woman of God, as you are truly going to bless and amen. I look forward to in the future to fellowship with you. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me next week. Amen. Look on our Facebook page. Please visit Apostle Sabrina Ford on Facebook. Visit her page. Inbox her. She is truly a mighty woman of God, and I thank God for the rhema word and confirmation. With that being
amen.
Said, we're going to get ready to get out of here. Amen. Heavenly Father, I just thank you right now, Lord, for everything
thank
that's
you,
been
Lord.
Spoken. Father, I ask that you will just continue to cover Apostle on and her family and her ministry. Lord, that you dispatch warring angels, Lord, from the north, east, west, south with flaming swords, Lord. We bind up and rebuke even retaliation of the enemy right now, Lord, that the word that's been spoken will fall into good ground in the hearts of those who have been listening by the way of the phone and by way of the internet. And even right now, Lord, I decree to you, Father, right now, increase. Increase in everything that this woman of God does, Lord, that you give her the desires, not only desires, but also, Lord, the things that she's praying for, even concerning the building, concerning the transportation, concerning the school, concerning the growth, Father, different locations, even travel, Lord, that even as she travels, Father, Lord, that the team that she travels with, Father, hallelujah, Lord, that disappointed, Father, but it will be an increase as she's about to launch out and plant location. I hear the Spirit say location, different location. I see growth, amen, in the Spirit of God. And I just thank you right now, Lord, for what you're doing. I thank you for those that are faithful. I thank you for even her armor bearers and the prayer warriors that are even online with her as she ministered. I thank you right now, Father. And Lord, we'd be so mindful to give you the glory, praise, and honor, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Apostle, I heard in the Spirit as I was praying, there's an increase. There's an increase coming because there has to be expansion. I see a school, amen. I see it's literally a school, like almost a separate building. I see in the Spirit. I see also some vans. Stands, amen. I don't know nothing about that. I don't know what God's about to do, but I just see that in the Spirit. I also see you traveling, and you have a team of people that's traveling with you, amen. And the thing is there's going to be some people have like the buses, but I see some vans and anything else, you know. So all I can tell you is that there's a blessing about the right here, fall in your lap, but we're still in the season of the year of Jubilee, amen. So I believe that everything that God has promised you is coming, even with the book that you're going to finish, amen. The book is going to be, amen. Mm-hmm. So just courage, woman of God. I appreciate you, and I thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
You know,
yes.
I just have to confirm one of the things you said. And I'm laughing because I just told my daughter, I said, we got to get a van. And then I said, travel is really big right now. And God said our church is turning from a church to a school, that it needs to be a school, because what we have to offer is not just based on scripture, but I also operate in business. So
yes.
I thank you for just confirming what God has spoken. I thank you because there's so many people that try to prophesy and they ain't on the money at all, on the mark. You know, we got them false prophets. They are real, and I just thank you for being a real prophet, and may the Lord continue to bless you and keep you. And I know for a fact that the favor that's on my life for the opportunity that you gave me today is a blessing for you. I know that for a fact that things are going to change, and they're going to be even greater now for you than ever before. Not saying that I'm the best, but I do have favor from the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you do. Amen. Woman, God bless you. I the anointing of God is falling all over me right now, but I thank God for you. I wanted to say the night before the show cut us off, but I thank God for you. There's a rhema, there's like a rainfall of God's power is falling over me as you were speaking just now. It's a confirmation.
Thank you.
My goodness, my God. You know, and I'm excited for God. I'm excited that God has connected me with kingdom-minded people. So you keep on doing that, woman of God, what God has placed in you, and you watch out because you got some leaders that you're raising up that's going to be something else. And there's going to be revival in your city. I heard you say even earlier, and, you know, I don't know if it's going to be a tent revival, but it's going to be a big revival out there in your city. And when you do have it, you call me. I'm coming out. I'm coming out there to be out there with you.